Can I ask everyone to stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagemusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on to item two, board report. I'll just speak real briefly about how we celebrated last month, the end of the year, but it's actually the beginning of next year already, so lots of work going on. It is what it is, and I've spoken to several of our principals and Mr. Addis and Ms. Hagemusch, and there's a lot going on, so maintenance, upkeep, improvements, there's a lot going on here, so it's just want to thank everybody out there for their work and, just keep moving forward. That's all. Item three, district report.
Yeah, you mentioned summer. Kelly had the best statement today. She said, I love summer, but I hate summer. We love it and we appreciate the warm weather, but central office is extremely busy right now. A lot of really good reasons, some of them sitting in the room tonight, and we're excited to welcome them. But there's just a lot going on, and it's right. This is really the connection to the beginning of next year. It's what we're working on right now. I have three quick items. Friday night, we had our first Safety Town graduation in a year. So we had the class of 2033 graduate from Safety Town. And when I'm retired, I'll come back to their graduation. That was awesome. The next night, we had the Norton Alumni Banquet, which is the second item on my list. And so our oldest attendee that night had been out of Norton City Schools for 77 years. And we did have someone who couldn't attend that night who had celebrated her 100th birthday, and she graduated in 1939 and was scheduled to come and just couldn't quite make it. So I told all the people, we were surrounded by first graders Friday night and then people who were much more mature the next night and much more experienced. So it was a really great weekend for Norton. I mean, it was extremes. And the alumni banquet was just fantastic, and Cindy did a great job on that. We had 230 people there. You know, we had pigs in the blanket from Leech's. I don't know how things get any better when you serve pigs in the blanket. So it was good. And my last thing is we had a state champion that we celebrated last week. Morgan Hallett, who is a freshman in our school district, 14 years old. She won the state championship in the shot put. She's our first female individual state champion in school history, the last individual state champion since her dad, and her throw of the shot put down in Columbus. This is the best thing about it. She had already clinched first place. She'd already clinched the state championship and then had her best throw. And it is the best throw in the entire United States by a freshman in high school this year.
Wow.
So she's a rock star. I mean, and people say better person, better student than she is an athlete. So congratulations to her. So those three items on my list today.
I would just add she got third in the distance.
Yes.
Yes, she did.
Just third.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Addis. Item four, public participation. Do we have anyone that would like to participate this evening? All right. We're going to move on. Item five, agenda. Are there any corrections or additions to the agenda?
We do have one. Item under superintendent's recommendations, number 9C11. Can be taken off the list tonight.
C11.
Yeah.
David, any other changes?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule? Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. Thank you very much. On to item 6, board business. Under letter A, we have the first reading tonight for several usage agreements for our technology. Can I get a motion to approve letter A?
No improvement.
Or no approval. First reading, I'm sorry. You're correct. First reading. So we'll approve those next month. Under item B, can I get a motion to approve the negotiated contract agreement between Norton Classroom Teachers Association and Norton City School District Board of Education?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I'll just publicly thank NCTA for their work on this and also the administrative team. We had a team of 7 or 8 teachers in place, 5 administrators, and we came to an agreement in about a day and a half, and they were really good discussions. I love the fact personally that we did not have legal representation. They did not bring OEA representation. We just worked as educators on what's best for our teachers and best for the district and came to a good place. Annie was one of the members, so I can say thank you to her here. But it was a good process, and it is the result of our continued work to develop good relationships with our employees.
Very good.
And thanks to Steph, too. She did a lot of extra work to go into negotiations and presented a number of scenarios during the process. So thanks to you for all of your work.
Well, thank you.
Very good. Ms. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
The motion passes 4-0 with 1 abstention. All right, thank you. On the motion, or item 7, approval of minutes, can I get a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passed 5-0. Thank you. Item 8, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through E?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under item 8, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letter F?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this?
Yes, Pam is here this evening. Pam Dixon, if you want to stand up or say hello. Sorry, not to put you on the spot. Pam comes to us from the city of Norton. She does payroll, or did payroll there, still helping them finish that up. And we're looking forward to working with her. Today was her first day. She did a great job, and right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Right.
Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations, Pam.
Thank you. Congratulations.
It's official.
Can't leave now.
Can't leave now. All right. Under item 10, Superintendent's Recommendations. Under personnel, can I get a motion to, under A, can I get a motion to approve letters 1-9?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I just make some quick comments. All of these people, we want to thank them. And I don't know if Angie wants to talk about her TWE kids or not. You're more than welcome to. You know, we always appreciate the work that people put in, no matter how long they have been here. But I want to point out 3 of them on my list that I know well. Harry Timms has been in this district for over 30 years. And he's given a lot of time. He's coached in this district. He's been an English teacher for a lot of years. He's been a good friend to a lot of people here. And I've had a friendship with Harry even before I came to Norton. Used to walk his mom around my neighborhood a long time ago, which told me a lot about him as a person. And he took great care of her. So I want to thank Harry for all of his time, all the time that he's given to kids. Ruth Stymack tells me she's not really going anywhere. She's just retiring. She wants to come back and substitute, which we will benefit from her being a part of our district as a substitute. But I believe she's been here over 20 years, if that, yeah. So she's been in the district. and Darlene Zwick also, who's been an educational assistant at our high school and maybe some other buildings, but I've only known her as working in the high school. So all of these people, but those three in particular, I just wanted to pay a special tribute to.
Very good. And we thank them all for their service too. It's, you know, it's a labor of love.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
We know. So I can tell you, Mr. Tim, he was, I had him, he was my speech teacher when I was at Norton. So he was just full life now as he was then.
Yeah.
You see, he still says hi, still comes and remembers everybody. That still floors me. He remembers every student he had. So appreciate all the work he's put in. So, all right, can I get a call the roll, please? That's right.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Right. Motion passes 5-0. On to item B. Can I get a motion to approve the letters or numbers 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on these?
Yes. I'll introduce Tricia first, and then Travis, if you want to say anything in addition, that would be great. Do you want to go, or do you want me to go?
No, that's fine.
Awesome.
Tricia comes to us from Coppola. She's going to be a great addition. I'm very excited. It was a tough panel to get through. We had right around 50 applicants, and she hit it out of the park. I'm very excited to work with her. So welcome to Norton.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
So Tricia's going to serve as our middle school assistant principal. We're so excited, and I still have a lot of connections in Copley. So my phone was ringing off the hook, and I was sending messages, and they were telling me, you've got to get her, you've got to get her. You'll regret it if you don't. So we're thankful to have you with us and look forward to you meeting everyone and seeing all the kids. So welcome.
Thank you.
And sitting directly behind her is Dennis Oswald. I'm sure all of you know Denny. So Denny and I, since I've been here, you know, he has served this district so well in some different roles and helped every single place that he has been. And he came to me as we were working our way through the special education director and demonstrated some interest. So we spent a couple of days maybe just talking about this possibility, and we are beyond excited that he has decided to take on this role. It's quite a task, but we believe his organizational skills, his people skills, his work ethic, he's going to be fantastic for everyone in our special education world, including our family. So Denny, as long as the board approves, I'll say thank you for all of the work that you're about to do. Thank you.
Good. All right. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to you both. Looking forward to it. Awesome. On to letter C. Can I get a motion to approve numbers 1 through 10?
So moved. Second.
And is there any discussion here?
Yeah, you know, this is the first part of our draft class right here. This is the draft of 2021. And I am so happy with the people that we are bringing into this school district. We are elated. You'll get to know all of those names, a couple of them. You already know Jan Merrick and Terry Motes, who are moving from their tutoring positions to teaching positions, which makes me happy. That's what a district wants to do. It wants to build the people that are there and allow them the opportunity to grow. I'm happy for both of them. Rebecca Tetlow is here tonight. Rebecca, do you want to stand? Good to see you and thank you. Rebecca is going to be an intervention specialist. And Travis, you want to talk about that classroom a little bit?
She's going to be working in our MH classroom, Taylor Farley's position from last year. It's a tough classroom, but just from what we saw in our interviews, we expect her to hit out of the park. It's going to be an easy transition for our kids.
Great.
Welcome.
Thank you. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you.
And Cole Edgel. Cole's here right next to Rebecca. Norton grad, class of what?
16.
Class of 2016, these young kids, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So Cole is going to be at our high school and as an intervention specialist teacher. So he's going to run into many people that he knows. And he and I spent an afternoon together just talking about you know, what drew him to intervention work. And obviously his sister is in our district and he spent quite a bit of time in her classroom. And that was really sort of the spark, right?
Yeah.
That got him thinking that this is what he wanted to do for a career. So We're excited to have him, and I know Mr. Shaner is excited. So welcome back to Norton, and hope for a long and distinguished career here. So thank you.
Great. Mrs. Hagan, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Great.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome aboard. All right. Can I get a, under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters D through K?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on these? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. And under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters L through Q?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of these? No? All right. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item 10, superintendent report.
I've said enough.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes.
All right. We have on our agenda here that we're going to move into executive session to discuss employment of personnel, negotiations, and the sale and purchase of property. Before we leave, I just want to say thank you to everybody and welcome aboard. You know, those new faces, Norton is a special place. You're joining a special team, and it's a good team. It's a great team, mm-hmm. and we're awful proud of them. So welcome aboard. Mr. Oswald, thank you for taking on this challenge. You're the man for the job. I know you are.
You.
So look forward for to have great things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone else have anything like that before we go?
No, congratulations, no. And welcome to the district.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Can I get a motion to move into executive session to discuss employment of personnel, negotiations, and the sale and purchase of property?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I will say there'll be no board business taken after our executive session, so we'll just come out and go straight to adjournment. So you no need to come back if you don't want. And we're now to go. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes. All
right. Motion passes 5-0. We're in executive session. Thank you very much. Can I get a motion to, we're out of executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. We adjourn.
Thank you.